From NPR News in Washington, this is Weekend Edition. I'm John Idsty. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
You're quite a girl, aren't you?
You think?
Yeah, I know.
Thank you, Professor. I don't think I'm exceptional.
You are, then.
I know any number like me.
I love playing here at Wimbledon, and I love, you know, being a champion again. And I love walking off the court and seeing my name up there again.
Every day that goes by without an agreement is a wasted day. Every life that is wasted is a human tragedy. Enough suffering, enough of killing. Let us go forward with bravery, without hesitation, towards a peace.
In the name of the whole of the Israeli people, I say to you, we don't have a war against you. We don't want to control you or rule you, nor to write your fate. We want to live with you in peace, side by side, as good neighbors, with honor and mutual help.
Until Charles Taylor is out of politics, there isn't going to be any stabilization of the situation in Liberia. It doesn't matter what kind of force you send in, it doesn't matter what you try to do. His leaving is a condition for the parties coming to a stable peace and beginning a political process.
Day by day, conditions in Iraq continue to improve. Freedom becomes more and more entrenched, and the dark days of the Ba'athist regime are further and further back in people's memories.
Either Mr. Bremer is not getting the right information, or somebody is telling him the wrong thing. And this was the case with Saddam Hussein. He kept on telling us everything is okay, everything is right, everything is beautiful, and everything was wrong.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on. We got the force necessary to deal with the security situation.